Good morning and welcome to the morning news for today, Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrell, and here are the headlines. Outrage grows as First Dominica PM receives no government support to seek health treatment overseas. UWP leader exhorts Dominica police officials to exercise their duties with due caution and professionalism. Drugs in Jamaica fish among top 10 seizures for U.S. Customs in 2015. And Apple to pay euro $318 million to settle Italy tax fraud case. The news is brought to you, compliments Digicel. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Queso lovers, it's that time again. Look out for the grand opening of the Queso Academy. The Queso Institution, the premier Queso tent in Dominica. The Stardom tent alongside headline partner Digicel on Saturday, 2nd January at the Cicero Hotel, 8:30 p.m. Come on here, brand new releases from the reigning Queso Monarch, King Karasa. Other monarchs including Daddy Chess, Observer Hunter, Scrunter, Tasha B, Vicky, Jammer, B, Crispy, JD, Young Bull, Black Diamond, Bio, Beno, Luga, Stingray, Alicia, Comforto, Shadow Flow, Dino, Della, Son of the Saint, Omi, Adline, Checker, Checo, Walks Up, DBS, Intruder, Lady Star, Hexy, Elf, and more.
A great time. Nice
Stand on my sport, just you miss Yemedom. Partners include Big Edge, Digicel Play and more. Entrance $25, backed up by Swinging Stairs. Also, Steel Pan and Lapo Capwit. Be part of the greatest tent in Dominica. The Stardom tent, January 2nd, Cicero Hotel. The official Mass Dominica starts at Stardom.
Welcome back. Outrage is growing that Dominica's first Prime Minister, Patrick Ronald John, is still not yet assured of receiving financial aid from government to seek urgent health treatment overseas. Mr. John was responsible for bringing Dominica into independence in 1978 in his capacity as Premier while heading a Dominica Labour Party administration. Mr. John was admitted as a patient at the Princess Margaret Hospital weeks ago. He is reportedly in need of urgent medical assistance at this time. Mr. John was widely known as a Prime Minister who boosted economic growth and development in the Commonwealth of Dominica, and also assisted many poor and less fortunate people in Dominica during his tenure in office. John is also widely known to have established the Dominica Agriculture and Industrial Development Aid Bank and the National Bank of Dominica. And in more news, 28-year-old Joanne Felix is the new director of housekeeping at the Ritz-Carlton Club in St. Thomas. She is the daughter of Dominica's former interim prime minister, OG Seraphine, and wife, his Lily, who are the owners of the Floral Gardens Inn, which has been closed and reportedly awaiting reconstruction. Her appointment was announced last week by general manager of the hotel, Craig Sacco. Reports indicate that in 2010, Joanne joined the team at the Ritz-Carlton Club in St. Thomas as executive administrative assistant, and then was promoted to housekeeping coordinator. Reportedly building upon strong professional relationships she established, she became the club housekeeping manager. It is said that her ability to deal with internal and external stakeholders is considered to be impressive, and she has received this promotion as a result. Her family is said to be proud of her ascent to this new leadership role in her career. Joanne Felix is a graduate of the Dominica State College and has reportedly traveled to various Ritz-Carlton properties on the U.S. mainland. Leader of the United Workers Party, Honorable Lennox Linton, is exhorting officials of Dominica's police force to exercise their duties with due caution and professionalism. The UWP leader's statement comes in wake of reports of alleged actions taken by police on the 28th of December 2015 in the impoverished Silver Lake community. Mr. Linton contends that should the unconfirmed allegations prove to be true, the children of Silver Lake should not unnecessarily be exposed to acts of police brutality in the apprehension of persons suspected of being in possession of small quantities of marijuana.
But then you have a police service in Dominica under the perceived to be under the instruction of the government of Dominica harassing poor people's children for all sorts of reasons. And I'm not here saying police must not fight crime. I'm saying that police must be professional. The police must be objective in doing their work, and the police must do their work. We have had enough of the persecution of certain people from certain places. The people of Salisbury, for example. And now, what is the story with Silver Lake? What is the problem that the police has with Silver Lake? What they went there looking for marijuana? Okay, so you're from marijuana. I gather people all over Dominica use marijuana.
Yeah.
So you found marijuana in Silver Lake. That was enough for you. You were going to look for marijuana, so that's enough to expose the young children to what the young children were reporting they were exposed to.
And an article published online in the National Post is headlined "Greed Blamed After Canada Punishes St. Kitts and Nevis Over Its Buy a Passport Program." The article states that foreign passport buyers remain a critical part of the St. Kitts and Nevis economy. The Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis had harsh words for the excesses of the Buy a Passport program that got his Caribbean country on Canada's bad list. It was all because one man was caught up with his greed and hubris and self-interest, Prime Minister Tim Harris recently told his country's parliament, as reported by the St. Kitts and Nevis Observer. Anybody with $250,000 could buy a St. Kitts and Nevis passport without so much as visiting the island nation. The country even started selling diplomatic credentials, most notably for Iranian businessman Alizera Mogadam, who entered Canada with a diplomatic passport he claims to have purchased for $1 million. The United States soon warned that illicit actors were freely roaming the globe under the St. Kitts and Nevis name. Canada then upped the ante by ending a much-cherished visa waiver for visiting Kittitians and Nevisians. And to Parliament, Harris laid the blame on predecessor Denzel Douglas, who he ousted in a February election. And all he wanted was money, money for his own sake. And he was prepared to remove that which distinguishes us from other people and countries and other jurisdictions to allow the illicit actors to be able to move about with disguise, he was quoted as saying by the Observer. Of course, it's still possible to buy passports in St. Kitts and Nevis, but Harris has insisted that his government has smoothed out the excesses of the previous Labour government. The new government, which I now lead, has worked hard to strengthen the program to ensure that, by and large, no illicit actor can participate, said Harris in an interview earlier this month. And in more news, it may have been a great Christmas for employees of the Dominica State College as a long overdue salary increase was paid to them. The DPSU and the DSC board has been at loggerheads for quite some time over late payments of salaries, non-payment of salary deductions, the issue of gratuity and payment of salary increases, as well as working conditions. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Mr. Thomas Later, says he is elated that at long last the issue of their salary increase has been effected.
Our good friends at the Dominica State College, I want to say hello to you all, and I am very elated that at long last the issue of your salary payments, because an amount was settled, but the payment of your salary increase has been done. So I hope that you're going to have a very enjoyable Christmas. Again, let me thank the board of directors. Let me for dealing with that matter, making sure that the employees do receive their increase. And also, we also have to thank the president of the college for his efforts.
Reports indicate in more news that three donations totaling over $80,000 were made to the President's Charities Foundation's Erica Relief Fund. Through collaborative efforts of the President's Charities Foundation, Dominica St. George's Lodge, and the Aid Bank. The objective of the relief fund is said to give medium-term relief and comfort to the families, more particularly to the school children who reside in two of the worst affected communities on the West Coast, that is Koliho and Kolubistri. The fund also caters to the Grotto Home for the Homeless and Operation Youth Quake. At a ceremony on Wednesday, December 23rd, Francis Emmanuel, representing the Dominica St. George's Lodge, revealed that US$10,000 goes to Koliho and Kolubistri primary schools, with support of the Barbados and Eastern Caribbean Lodge. He also stated that the organization was very happy to be associated with such an honorable cause. Although the aid bank had made a first donation, manager Julius Corbett presented another contribution of US$19,104.98 on behalf of Ron Hartford, chairman of the Republic Bank of Trinidad. The third donation came from the President's Charities Foundation's Reserve Fund. President of Dominica, Honorable Charles Savre, revealed that $27,000 of the foundation's $30,000 reserve fund went out into the Erica Relief Fund. And DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter says the union will be meeting with the management of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, DSWMC, this week in a bid to resolve issues facing employees at that institution. According to Leiter, there has not been a salary increase at the Solid Waste Management Corporation for some time now. In its official proposal for salary increase for employees of the corporation, Leiter said the salaries paid to members is unacceptably low.
The Dominica Solid Waste Corporation, there is another one that is, this is one that is, has a lot of headache. Salary increase has not been paid for some time now. And by now, we would have thought that that matter would have been resolved. However, I have agreed to meet with management during the week of the 30th, so that is sometime next week, and I hope that this matter can be resolved once and for all on behalf of the employees. I won't even see how long they have not been paid an increase, but it just cannot continue anymore.
That was DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. You're listening to Q95 News. Reports from Canada indicate that a St. Kitts and Nevis man who claimed that fled his homeland because he was the victim of repeated homophobic attacks is facing deportation by Canadian authorities. 31-year-old Rawlson Ryan's bid for asylum in Canada was denied by the country's Immigration and Refugee Board. The Toronto Star reports that despite Ryan saying that he would face a serious possibility of persecution as a gay man if he returned to his homeland in St. Kitts, the board denied the refugee claim because Judge Brenda Lloyd said the government of St. Kitts and Nevis provides adequate protection to its citizens. A subsequent appeal to the Refugee Appeal Tribunal was also rejected in 2014 on the same grounds. The newspaper reports that Ryan was attacked twice by mobs and was subsequently taken to a hospital, but charged that no police report was taken in either incident. He reportedly fled to St. Kitts and Nevis for Toronto in 2013 with help from Rainbow Railroad, a Toronto-based group that helps rescue sexual minorities abroad to safety in Canada. Joel Dick, a lawyer who, along with his wife, Dara Duma, sheltered Ryan for 5 months at the request of a friend at the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto. He said that he does not believe St. Kitts, where being gay is criminalized, can protect Ryan. "I didn't know there were places that helped gay men," said Ryan, who now works in a bakery factory in Toronto. It is really tough being gay there. You have to do everything hidden, he said. It is a very small, tight country. If people know that you are gay, they are going to beat you up, he stated. Duma and Dick, along with their families and close friends, are helping to fund a new appeal to the federal court against the appeal tribunal's latest decision, according to The Star. In Canada, Rolston is out and happy, Dick said. He has a life and can live as himself. He is still reserved and private, but he feels secure here and is less invisible because he doesn't have to hide who he is, Dick stated. And in more news, United States Customs and Border Protection, CBP, officials see a lot of ingenious methods of drug smugglers use to get their contraband into the country. And to get cocaine into the U.S. hidden in fish from Jamaica has made the top 10 list for 2015. Back in June, CBP officers at Miami International Airport seized over 2 pounds of cocaine concealed inside fried fish, which was in the luggage of a passenger arriving from the Caribbean island. And Apple's Italian subsidiary has agreed to pay €318 million following an investigation into tax fraud allegations, Italy's tax office says. Italy's tax authorities say the company failed to pay €880 million in tax between 2008 and 2013. That's according to La Repubblica. The settlement follows an investigation by prosecutors in Milan. The U.S. tech giant has not commented on the deal. It has previously denied attempting to escape paying tax owed on profits made around the world. Apple Italia is part of the company's European operation, which is headquartered in Ireland, a country with one of the lowest levels of corporation tax in the EU region. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Outrage grows as first Dominica PM receives no government support to seek health treatment overseas. UWP leader exhorts Dominica police officials to exercise their duties with due caution and professionalism. Drugs in Jamaica fish among top 10 seizures for U.S. Customs in 2015. And Apple to pay €318 million to settle Italy tax fraud case. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Digicel. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories or click the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95 FM Radio, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.